here I am at the west end of St. David's Cathedral. St. David's is in this smallest city in the United Kingdom. I don't think it's the smallest cathedral. Oxford's smaller than that. And look up there, the crucifix, Jesus Nazarenus Rex Iudaeorum, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. And look at the wooden ceiling. Is that a hammer beam? Okay. So I'm not sure when the cathedral was built, obviously. Over many stages, been expanded and expanded. This is the transept. That's the main entrance, or indeed exit. So it's free to visit, but they solicit donations. Some delightful modern, what do they call them? Stained glass windows. Look at the baptismal font. Okay, so about St. David, who lived in the 6th century AD, around here, a Welshman born to St. Non, who was a monk. He's known for his life of asceticism, and he was conceived in rape. So what else? We don't know who his father was. His maternal grandfather was Elvis, the only Elvis I've heard apart from Elvis Presley. So the current cathedral is over 900 years, but goes back, the church is even before here. So anyway, in about 1080, a biography of him was written, a hagiography. All right, and I don't know when this got cathedral status, this place. Look, the tomb of a bishop, you see his hat, the mitre, as in meant to be redolent of the tongues of flame coming out of the heads of the 12 apostles at Pentecost. And some of the bishops, here they are, interred beneath the floor. John Morgan, and we've got Esgob, which is bishop in Welsh. Like, what's it, Asbach in Irish. So look at the gigantic cathedral there, not many, and a little of a screen. So it's had extensive renovation works. The floor is in very good condition. And this memorial to the Welsh Hospital in South Africa to do that war, 1899 to 1901, the second South African war. Ditfide Frehedis Urloch. And look at this Latin inscription for the tomb, and you see the draped urn, okay, which is standard in funerary monuments of the 18th, 19th centuries. And describing this person here, Pritchard, okay, who worked in the cathedral and all the rest of it, how generous he was. Okay, died at age 87. Okay, up here we go. God, the organ carries on. And look at the floor tiles. The vestry is in where they put their vestments on. And they worship in Welsh as well as English. Here we're in Pembrokeshire, not the most Welsh-speaking county, more so than somewhere like Newport, but less so than, you know, somewhere like Anglesey. And this Orthodox image, because they're praying for Ukraine and so forth. Okay, so it carries on. So you see the belfry, just how incredibly tall this tower is. There's something that in people's minds associates holiness with height. And look at the painted coats of arms right up there, the donors and the stars painted. So just think people lived in shacks, equivalent of wooden sheds, garden sheds at the time. So the House of God, as they called it, was absolutely marvellous, gargantuan compared to what they lived in, so physically imposing. See these effigies of these knights and so forth, who from their labours rest. Okay, so you can see these Salviati mosaics. I mentioned the word synagogue. And blindfolded, the many Jews and Jewesses, as in they reject Christianity at our feet, the word synagogue, who hear Jesus Christ being crucified. And these were used as reasons for anti-Semitism. Then you see the painted ceiling. How about that? Light a candle from time to time. So I suppose the bishop's reign, his coat of arms, those years. That'll be the cathedra, as in the whatever it's called, his throne. Okay. Kaita Tessara Zoa en Kath en Ega. See, I can make the sounds. Don't know what it means. There is an ancient Greek. Oh. And here I am, Mithai Adalem, who was first among the custodians in the way of the, I don't really get it, entrance. And look at that angel there. It's a little anti-chapel. purple. They display that for the passion, that passion time, that season of the church. Okay, another little altar, another little tomb, and the Welsh dragon up there. More coats of arms. So these donors are who? I think there was a vaulted ceiling. And more people lay to rest and memorialising one of the people. Was he the big, he was a curate. Why does he have such a prominent a monument when he's a curate, not the bishop? Curate is a kind of, later on he's dean of the cathedral. Curate is a more junior priest who's supervised by a more senior one. And so on. So. Look what you're allowed and what you're not allowed. Okay. So, yeah. Here we are. There's an exterior image of the cathedral. So, handsome yet plain, if that's not contradictory. So, a few miles from the sea, in the city of St. David's. And here are images of the choirs through the centuries, well into the 20th century. And look, they've got girls in them from decades ago. And so it goes on, built on a slope. We're sloping downhill quite a lot. So St. David's city-state is considered a cathedral. It was taken away in the late 19th century. And then the people of St. David's wrote to Her Britannic Majesty Elizabeth II asking the restoration of their city-state. So in 1993, Her Gracious Majesty replied that she was pleased to restore it. Look at this. Those are martyred. Thomas Becket, martyred by Henry II. Okay. And so she came and she did an official visit and she told them they're getting it back. Look. Bit of the coat of arms of the Archbishop of Canterbury, the Y. I always think of Y for York, but it's not. Don't know what the blackbirds are about. But is that his individual coat of arms, Thomas Becket, Lord Chancellor? The Treasury, I don't think I shan't bother with. And up here, another funerary memorial. And this time, this one's all in Latin. So as in which county he was from, and he was something, a canon of this church. I can't remember of it. Okay, he was the auditor as well, things like that. Gladstone, an unusual surname. Because William Ewart Gladstone was North British, but his wife was a Gwyn from Mid-Britain, Harden. Okay, so back into the nave, the main body of the cathedral. I know it's in French, they're almost identical, the names of these places. This is the main worship space. There are not enough worshippers to fill the whole thing, so often they're down here. There we go. And on we go. Okay. So the altar's at the east end and isn't towards Jerusalem. People say, is it because it's towards the rising sun? Well, that's true, but that's not the reason. So he's the patron saint of Wales. So in 1993, Elizabeth II visited, and she restored city status to St. David's, despite it only having a population of 1,000. So that's enough.